You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Teachers, administrators, and other school staff play an important role.
Education can be a shining light, and it's really the equalizer for everybody.
You are making a difference in people's lives, including your students.
You can have a really bad day at school and still realize that what you're doing is making a bigger difference.
We are the best profession in the world next to doctors, but even a doctor had a teacher.
Find what helps at cdcfoundation.org/how right now.
Hello everyone, it's Mark here. I'm just interrupting your normal podcast feed with a quick message to let you know that our new folklore podcast storytelling production, Stories from the Hearth, is now live wherever you get your podcasts. Stories from the Hearth is a folklore podcast production. It's produced by Tracy Nicholas, our storytelling correspondent. And it features old and sometimes obscure folk and fairy tales read for you by you. Yes, our folklore podcast listeners narrate these stories for your listening pleasure. Stories from the Hearth is a book at bedtime style podcast, and you can find it wherever you normally find podcasts. So, search for Stories from the Hearth, a folklore podcast production, in your podcast app of choice. Subscribe and have a listen, and if you enjoy it, then give us a nice 5-star rating so that we start to spread out and more people find us. If you don't use podcast apps, then you'll be able to find episodes of Stories from the Hearth on the main folklore podcast website very, very soon. In fact, as soon as I have time to build a new section of the website to put it on. So that's it, I'm going to return you to your normal programming, but before I do, here is a brief extract to whet your appetite from the first Stories from the Hearth episode, The Unlooked-For Prince, and this story is read by listener Melissa Dow.
A long time ago, there lived a king and queen who had no children, although they both wished very much for a little son. They tried not to let each other see how unhappy they were, and pretended to take pleasure in hunting and hawking and all other sorts of sports. But at length the king could bear it no longer, and declared that he must go and visit the furthest corners of his kingdom, and that it would be many months before he should return to his capital. By that time, he hoped he would have so many things to think about that he would have forgotten to trouble about the little son who never came. The country the king reigned over was very large and full of high, stony mountains and sandy deserts, so that it was not at all easy to go from one place to another. One day, the king had wandered out alone, meaning to go only a little distance, but everything looked so alike he could not make out the path by which he had come. He walked on and on for hours, the sun beating hotly on his head and his legs trembling under him, and he might have died of thirst if he had not suddenly stumbled on a little well, which looked as if it had been newly dug. On the surface floated a silver cup with a golden handle. But as it bobbed about whenever the king tried to seize it, he was too thirsty to wait any longer and knelt down and drank his fill. When he had finished, he began to rise from his knees, but somehow his beard seemed to have stuck fast in the water, and with all his efforts he could not pull it out. After 2 or 3 jerks to his head, which only hurt him without doing any good, he called out angrily, "Let go at once! Who is holding me?" "It is I, the King Koschei," said a voice from the well. And looking up through the water was a little man with green eyes and a big head. "You have drunk from my spring, and I shall not let you go until you promise to give me the most precious thing your palace contains, which was not there when you left it.
I hope you enjoyed that sneak preview. Please now go to your podcast app and search for Stories from the Hearth, a folklore podcast production, and subscribe and listen to the rest of the story. See you soon.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
A lot is being asked of people working in schools.
Teachers have more and more things to do.
The shortage of teachers right now, having to fill a lot of holes and wear a lot of hats, it's very difficult.
There are steps you can take to manage stressful times, whether in the classroom or outside of work.
For me personally, I can disconnect by just being outside.
Laughing works a lot.
Find what helps at cdcfoundation.org/how right now.